Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like cash talk. Damn it! Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, and you listen to the world's most sanest podcast, Cash Talk. There's no talk like cash talk. Listen, I just want to say thank to each and every one of you that continue on supporting this podcast. We cannot do this without you. Remember, we not them, we us. Remember, keep encouraging your friends and family. And those of you that is not following the Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook, please do so. If you are not following Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and all the other podcast app, but you already know I got a firecracker show for us today, damn it, okay? All right, it's going to be 4th of July in this motherfucker. All right, first off, Happy New Year, okay? All right, and I know a lot of you guys was partying crazy, okay? A lot of y'all still got hangovers, damn it, okay? Huh, well, I'm lying, huh? I'm lying. News of the century is that weed is now legal. Yeah, weed is now legal. Cannabis, I like to call it, but however, whatever you like, this slice your apple pie, damn it, okay? All right, it's legal. And everybody been going nuts about it, whether you are for it and you've been dancing, doing the moonwalk, been rolling on the ground, they had a book cover on you, not cause you dead, but you shaking from happiness, like you was at a live concert witnessing James Brown get down, damn it, okay? Alright, I'm just keeping it sane, damn it. So, hey, for the fact of the matter is what I'm just saying, weed, cannabis, whatever, is now legal here in Illinois, and I know others, states as well across the country. We have been legal already for several states for a few years now, but Illinois have finally caught up. All right. Now look, listen. Now a lot of people is not for it. A lot of people is pissed off. A lot of people said we gonna have just a whole bunch of slow, lazy zombies walking around here, you know, okay, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people just sleep walking, right, a lot of people is just not for this legalization of cannabis, okay, a lot of people just is not for it, all right, and that's just rich with any and everything, right? There's always going to be people for something. There's always going to be people against something. That's just how it goes in this life we live, damn it, okay? All right? But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, look, cannabis is legal. If those of you that have been following your boy Chris Cash for some time now, you know my stance. Alright, and for those of you that knew the Cash Talk, I want to say welcome, damn it, make sure you follow, damn it, okay, and get all your people to do the same. Every time is when we get something from Big Brother, when we get something from up there, and then it's for free, or this come in the name of love, we should be very, very weary. Alright, now this is the only thing I'm saying here, I'm not against legalization of cannabis, alright? I'm not saying I'm for the legalization of cannabis, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we have cigarettes legal, okay? We have liquor legal, okay? We got porn legal, okay? And we got crooked politicians, okay? We got laws that's just not right. Police getting away with murder, so you know what I'm saying? I get it. It's worse of things. For those people who, a lot of people still refer to cannabis as drug, like as a drug, as a gateway drug, as like cocaine, or, you know, and I don't know if that's fair to say or not, okay? Because there's studies out there that support cannabis. See, I say it's cannabis, okay? In my world, okay? Not weed, okay? Because weed is connected to the system, okay? To the jail system, to the drug system, to the, you know, sent to the past. It's cannabis that have medical okay? Benefits. This is how you educate the miseducated, the ones who just want to say, are you on drugs? No, I'm highly educated, damn it. Okay, listen, guys, you listen to the world's most sanest podcast. This is Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk, damn it. Okay, we not them, we us. Not just a hashtag, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of freaking life, damn it. Okay, legalization of cannabis, weed, ganja, okay, the green stuff, good, whatever you refer to your smoky smoke, okay. Look, all I'm saying is, listen, you should be very, very weary. You should be sort of kind of looking out, okay, because when Big Brother give us anything, okay, it cannot be good. It just cannot. I don't care how you want to slice it. It's some type of hidden agenda. Okay. But look, you're talking to the right brother. You're not talking to the wrong brother, damn it. You're talking to the right brother. Okay. Legalization of cannabis will make things worse than it was before. I guarantee you, the legalization of cannabis just open up the gates of so many other ways that the law enforcement can get people. Okay, so here's the deal. What they did was they expunging people records that have cannabis case caught with weed, right? Kudos to that, right? But how the system rebounds on that, right? They are now, whenever you go to get your information, you can look all this up. All over America, they are trading their police officers now how to detect if you are high. So if you are driving, you can still get a DUI because it still is illegal to drive. Okay? Are you following me? They training a police officer to detect you with your bloodshot eyes, just left your crib to go to the liquor store to get some more beer, go back to your crib and just get down, damn it, because you gotta get together your crib. But on your way, you get stopped by the police, okay? And the police is trained to see if you have been under the influence of cannabis, even though that's not against the law. Driving under it, like I said a few minutes ago, is. So now they can take you in. The DUI, being high and driving, have been on a rule book. It just, a lot of times, never really got a force. And when they did, it was a lot of times, it was just the police officers being petty. But I'm just trying to point out to a lot of people out there, it's just smoke responsible. Because they not going to give us anything with a smiley face and really have a pure heartbeat. If something turned out to be pure for them, they're going to have a frown on their face. And on top of that, it means God came in and, you know, stepped in to fix things. And they mad that we benefited from what they provided to us. Okay? Because, other words, Big Brother don't give us nothing meant to help us. Okay? So I'm just saying to each and every one of you beautiful people to listen to Cash Talk right now. Okay? This is the world most sanest podcast, okay? All right, there's no talk like Cash Talk. You know, get high, do what you're gonna do. I believe listening to the noise, you know what I'm saying, you can smoke in your crib, on your patio, I believe in your yard, you know what I'm saying. You know, when you get on a sidewalk and going to different places and public places, I don't know. You kind of pushing it. Still, you won't go to jail if you have, I don't know the exact amount here in Illinois, but you can carry some, but you know, don't have no pounds or a whole, you know, a large amount. So, they, you know, as far as the penalties with it, you know what I'm saying, it, things, you know what I'm saying, is not as harsh as it was. So as I'm looking at things and I'm talking to you right now, I just want to acknowledge that. So if some things just still got to play out, and I will, if God permits, I'll be alive, be back in the near future to go farther on this topic. Because I like to see how things play out. you know, just connect some loose ends, but I just wanted to kind of come before you guys and, you know, I like to share with y'all was, you know, what's in my head and what I've been. Cannabis is still illegal on the federal level, damn it. Okay. Keep that in mind. So this is, check this out. What's going to happen with your employer? Because a lot of jobs and corporations get funded from the government. So, I mean, what is all the employers going to do away, you know, with their hiring process? Do you want someone in your establishment working for your company under the influence? I don't know. So will people, a lot of people lose their jobs? You know, with a lot of these cases end up in court? A lot of people getting sued? Listen to me. This can get real, real sticky. And I know everybody celebrating. And it's always the calm before the storm. And I just like to be the brother. Be like, okay, all right, clap your hands a little bit. All right, now, okay, pump the brakes. Okay, all right. Let's not just get ahead of ourselves right now. All right, now, damn it, all right. Let's not just get too ahead of ourselves. Don't we can't be bamboozled. We gotta stop letting Big Brother bamboozle us, damn it. Okay, it's no way you can tell me that they legalizing cannabis, okay, ganja, okay, whatever you want to call it. It is because they just love you, okay? They just love all of you guys, and they just want to say, you know, here you go. We want to legalize. Go ahead and grow your own personal Christmas tree, okay, year round. Be in such a giving mood. We giving y'all the citizens of the moon the personal Christmas trees year round, damn it. Give me a break, y'all. Remember that Kit Kat commercial, that song, the theme song? Give me a break. Give me a break, or something like that. Oh, I'm listen. I bet not know that whole song. Damn it. I better have messed up on a little tiny part of that song. I'll never, ever, 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 ever be street again. Or ever could walk through the hood again. I probably can't already because I be singing like this and stuff. But listen, I don't give a damn. We not them, we us. Not just a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a real life. There's no talk like cash. Talk, y'all already know. But look, so go ahead, guys. You know, have fun, light up, have your smoke parties. You know, like, what's gonna be the limit? You know what I'm saying? They detect that you high and you driving, but you smoked 4 hours ago. Okay, how about, oh, you smoked 8 hours ago, you smoked 2 hours ago, you smoked 30 minutes ago. How they gonna be able to tell? Okay, car accidents now, you know what I'm saying? They gonna be able to blame it on cannabis because it's legal. See how that works? Before cannabis was illegal, right? You had a lot of driving, you know, liquor related cases. But guess what? Liquor is legal, right? Now cannabis, weed, ganja, okay, whatever you want to call it, is legal now. But it just activated the legal side of things. Trust me, they going to come back the legalization of cannabis with a whole bunch of legal walls. I don't think you is prepared, okay? But this is why Cash Talk Podcast is so damn important. That's why you should be following Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast on. It should be downloading every episode. You should be going back to every episode like you go back to the Bible. See, they give you, they legalize this cannabis. They got us all sleepy, dumbed down, slow, so they can do what? Get over on us. It's going to be a lot of people losing their jobs because the jobs ain't going to go along with this. You can't go be high and working at a factory on the forklift. Company's not going to risk being sued. I'm just keeping it sane. So will you really sit back from bird's eye view and really look at things and dissect things and observe things? You go, wait a minute. I don't know. Because I still see a lot of barriers in the way. I still see a lot of walls in the way. Yeah, I see a little opening here, and they're opening air. But I see a lot of bears. All right, you think the police is the DUI cases of been higher by drivers not gonna go up, huh? The legalization of cannabis will make things worse than it was before. The legalization of cannabis, do y'all hear me? Damn it, will make things worse than it was before. Damn it, trust me. It's not me pulling no voodoo, loodoo, goodoo, noodles on y'all or on anybody, okay? I'm a God-fearing man, all right? It's not me wishing bad. It's just look a brother, a young black brother looking from bird's eye view at things. So y'all look at face value all close. You're going to see on what's in front of you, maybe a little bit to the left, maybe a little bit to the right, but that's it, damn it. I'm looking from bird's eye view. You know, like when you go up on an airplane, I mean, God eyes. And when I see, you see seven towns over. When you in the airplane. When you in heaven, you see everything. You see the end of seven towns. Somebody in seven towns, okay? You get my point. Bird's eye view. I see trucks, like mice trucks. Click, I see nothing but trucks in the way. Like, a lot of people is caught up in their sports and caught up in other things. Y'all just don't know why the legalization of cannabis is concerning. It's not that someone is against legalization of cannabis or weed is bad. No. It's the effect that it's going to have on a society that has been trained to not be responsible. Yep. This society, this society has been trained. Okay, brainwashed, manipulated, whatever the case may be, under hypnosis, okay, all right, to be unresponsible, to don't give no, you know what, do it I will, like Jay-Z's favorite shirt, he love rare, it just makes you wonder and think, what else they got going on up their sleeve there, what else, go ahead, come on man, what you take out the whole coat, what else you got up those sleeves, damn it, now, this will be a very good time for you to stop smoking, if it's any time you want to stop smoking, this will be the time, yes, what is a better way for them to fucking poison any and everybody, huh, yeah, you guessed it, through the cannabis. Dispensaries. Whenever, again, men get involved in anything, whenever they get involved in it, I get sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I can't help it. I just get a little weary. So now Big Brother is involved. Foods is poisoned. The air is poisoned. I mean, come on. Everything is poisoned. TVs, music, what else, damn it? Everything is poisoned. Forgive me that your boy Chris Cash ain't jumping up and down and bouncing out walls because cannabis is legal. No, it make me want to get my dad's an eagle, okay? You know, this might be a great time for y'all to stop smoking on a low. Don't tell me. Don't tell nobody. I'm telling y'all. This is our secret, okay? All right? Don't tell nobody. This might be the perfect time. I mean, every year they promote a flu shot, and there's another thing that the Big Brother is providing to the great people of Zamunda for free. What's in the flu shot? Just like I'm saying, what's in this cannabis? That's coming from a dispensary. And soon, all the cannabis that you get from the streets will come from the dispensary. Because that's how it goes. People going to go to the dispensaries, get hookups from the dispensaries, sell it on the street. This is what they're doing right now already. Okay? So, look. Enjoy your cannabis. Be safe. You know, I hope you know how to test your cannabis. I hope you know how to, make sure. Because there's a lot of bogus stuff going around. Because now that it's legal, a lot of people going to try to, definitely bank off of it, so, man, I just want to, I'm not trying to scare nobody, I ain't trying to be the party pooper. I know sometimes I get that title sometimes, and sometimes I can't be, but I'm not doing that, and I hate to be, but someone got to be the, you know, saying the watch out in the neighborhood watch, damn it, okay? I never was a fan of a neighborhood watch in the hood, okay, damn it, because I was doing my thing, okay? But I'm a neighborhood watch for us in this world, for society, be not them, be us, not just a habit, it's a lifestyle, it's a real a life, damn it. We live this, we eat this, we sleep this, be nothing, we us media, we changing how media is done, damn it. We putting truth back in media, damn it. If I was you, I would say I'm finna hang it up, I'm done. But just watch, man. It's gonna be a lot of people getting sick and a lot of these mystery diseases and the viruses coming up, and people they gonna try to blame it on your bloodline and shit like that. Man, listen to me, man. I'm just telling you. And another thing before I get out of here, one more thing connection is that this is the thing. Now that cannabis would be legal. What it's going to do is cause a lot of people that never tried cannabis before, never smoked it, they're going to do it because it's legal. A lot of people, that, you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of people never want to drink, but they turn 21. Now they go to the liquor store, they start drinking, and they want to drink because it's just the thing to do. So a lot of people, what concerns me, that's not, don't even need to consume cannabis, was just, that's the thing, you know, use it responsible, use it when you need it, don't just abuse it, just like any other medication, any other thing in this world, you know, but a lot of people that don't even normally use cannabis, gonna use cannabis, and what is gonna turn a lot of people into people, someone they wasn't, and that's the concern, okay, and then, so now, when I'm telling you about the connection with the highway patrol and the law enforcement, getting people tickets, you know, man, it's going to be crazy. So now you're going to get people getting tickets and being in court and being arrested for cannabis-related offenses that never even was standing before the judge. So I'm saying this loud and clear, and I'm not backing down one bit. And if you got a problem with me, what I'm about to say or what I said, any others, you welcome to come on Cash Talk Podcast, all right? Any of y'all, okay? I'm gonna say this: the legalization of cannabis will make things worse than things was ever before. Okay, so I'm not on the bandwagon and jumping up and down. So whatever you want to label, label me. All right. It's nothing fantastic about the legalization of cannabis when it comes to from the man of the powers to be. Okay, I'm not saying that the plant, the cannabis weed, you know, saying it's bad or whatever. I'm saying the system that this great plant is involved in got me sort of just a little bit. Just a little bit now, damn it. Not a lot, because I'm a gangster, damn it. Okay, I'm a gangster. Okay, but just a little bit got me a little nervous. Just a little nervous. Yo, I hope y'all enjoyed today's show. All right, man, this your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, and you listen to the world's most sanest podcast. This is Cash Talk Podcast. Make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook at Cash Talk Podcast. Like and follow and get your friends and your family to do the same. And make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all of your favorite podcast apps and devices. Get your friends and your family to do the same. Tell everybody that got ears, eyes, or I don't care if they ants, dogs, or tigers, or monkeys. Damn it. I need your help, guys. With your help, we can help make Cash Talk Podcast number one. I'm Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many. Tell it, damn it. The legalization of cannabis is and will, okay, make things worse. Okay? You heard me? Make things worse. Damn it! Than it was before. Mark my words. It's the world's most sanest podcast. Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk.